Third and 11 for the Giants with a 7-7 tie. Manning with time. Steps up. Tie goes away and now a fumble on the play.
All right, Justin, now I know you don't necessarily like talking about yourself or everything that you've accomplished, so let's start talking a little bit about Tomba. As a young player, when you came into the NFL, what was your first impression of Tomba?
His motor. I never seen somebody as relentless as he was play in, play out.
Let's hunt. Relentless.
A lot of guys don't get the opportunity when they first come in. They put in a situation where nobody to learn from. But I had Tomba to learn from. He taught me everything he knows.
And we're wise. I'm going to come closer. I'm not going to rush. I'm going to act like I'm rushing. I'm going to come underneath. You just rush around.
So much dealing with the hands, how to beat a guy, how to study a guy, just so much.
Let's go now. Let's go.
If you had to compare yourself as a player to where you sit today compared to when you first came into the league, where would you say the most growth is for you as a player?
More, I think, mentally, like knowing what the opponent's doing.
The tackle was in a run stance, and the tight end had got some width.
When I first came in, I didn't have a clue.
Split so tight, you can tell it's going the other way.
I was just lining up, playing ball, doing my assignment. But now I can pretty much, before a play, before the ball is snapped, I can read formations and pretty much guess what they're about to do.
Rivers reads it. Now he's going to be hit and sacked at the 29. Justin Houston with the sack, number 20 in the season. And now Justin Houston has tied the record of the late Derek Thomas for single season sacks in Kansas City Chiefs history.
I grew up in Kansas City, and I know how revered the Derek Thomas single season sack record was. So last year when you broke it, I know that it was kind of bittersweet because the season had come to an end. But over the offseason and between then and now, have you had a moment where you've kind of sat back and acknowledged how special it was?
I haven't. And even Thomas still tell me that. He was like, because I dream big. I dream me out in the stars. I feel like that's the first step. Like, you got to dream big. And I haven't looked back on what I did. I'm still trying to look forward, just trying to make more records if I can. And Thomas just, almost every day, he tell me, you don't know what you did last year. You just don't understand what you did. And I feel like I can do that every year. I think everybody should feel that way. You should always feel like you can get better.
It's pretty amazing to think that you play over 1,000 snaps, and 25 sacks is almost unheard of. So the percentage of times that you can actually get a sack is so low that it shows how hard it really is. So what do you think it is that goes into the art of a sack? What goes into making that play?
You get off. You can't hesitate. You got it. When that ball moves, you got to move. And no, you got to have will. You got to want to, because you got to do it every snap. Every snap, you're not going to get there. You're going to have games, you're not going to get there. But you can't let that break you. Mentally, you got to be in tune in every snap, every play, every game. You never know when you have your opportunity to get back there. So you just got to be prepared every game, just knowing your opponent, how he's set, what moves he'd like to do, and how he like to shoot his hand. So knowing what he about to do, have a move in mind, and your first step is the key.
But it's a tie game at 24 apiece with 36 seconds to go in regulation. Draw play. Charles, they're waiting on him. Gets this to yard. Now fumbles the ball late. It's picked up by the Broncos, and they're going to run it into the end zone.
I have a chance next week against the Denver Broncos in Denver. Considering how the last game went and how you felt like you had it and it kind of slipped through your fingers, how important is that game and how much are you looking forward to getting back on the field against those guys?
I think it's very important, and I think a lot of guys want to redeem themselves from that game. We didn't play good as a group, so it's not too many chances in life you get an opportunity to redeem yourself, so that's exactly what we want to do. Just come out and just use that last game as motivation.